From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. One to-do item for the Obama administration before it heads out the door is to issue new standards on organic food production. But the Agriculture Department may not have them ready by January 20th when President-elect Trump takes office and takes aim at these kinds of rules. From Marketplace's sustainability desk, Scott Tong reports.
The rule would require organic food producers to meet animal welfare standards, for instance, giving chickens a certain amount of outdoor space. To proponents, regulations bring consumer trust, which could be at risk if the next president undoes the rule, says Mark Castell at the Cornucopia Institute, an organic watchdog group.
This is a fragile industry in that it needs a high degree of consumer confidence that could easily be undermined if that was the goal.
The stated goal of the president-elect is to, quote, eliminate every single regulation that hurts our farms. Groups representing pork and beef producers oppose the organic rules, saying high standards already exist. Marion Nessel teaches food policy at New York University.
They don't want the extra expense that will be necessary in order to give the animals the amount of room that's required under the rules.
The organic sector has grown tenfold in two decades, and it now takes in $40 billion a year. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.